The New York and Florida primaries are mostly complete, and the big media story centers around the GOP loss in the New York special election and why this somehow suggests a downturn in the Republicans' ability to win the House majority. While the upstate 19th district special election was certainly a disappointment for the Republicans, there is much more beneath the surface to explain the preliminary outcome. Though three polls, and two of them from Democratic survey research firms, predicted a Republican victory for candidate Mark Molinaro of between 3 and 8 percentage points, Democrat Pat Ryan was the race's projected winner with a 4-point margin. Late vote tabulations have now decreased the total to 51.1 to 48.9, and thousands of absentee votes remain to be counted. In fact, the New York election authorities report that the counts won't be again updated until August 31st, and the final totals may not be fully known until the election certification deadline of September 9th. The voting history here, however, tells a different story than the spin we are seeing from the Democrats, some Washington analysts, and the national media. Though the 538 data organization rates this seat as a R+4, President Biden carried the district 52-47, and Democratic former representative and now New York Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado won two consecutive terms with 54 and 51% of the vote in 2020 and 2018, respectively. Therefore, this district is far from a slam-dunk Republican seat, and one where Democrats can obviously and consistently win. What should be troubling for Republicans, however, is their candidate probably lost because he basically followed the National Party leadership direction. His ads, while well-produced, were heavy on blame and light on showing what he would do differently, other than being a, quote, problem solver, unquote, and a listener. Conversely, on the same day, though in another state, GOP Governor Ron DeSantis had endorsed 30 candidates for local county school boards around Florida, all who agreed with an agenda that included suspending the teaching of critical race theory and expanded parental rights in developing school curriculums. The result was 25 of 30 campaign victories, and flipping the majority in three major counties of Miami-Dade, Duval, and Sarasota. National polling indicates that the average voter believes the country is on the wrong track, 63% according to a new YouGov online poll for the Economist newspaper, and understands that President Biden's agenda is at least partially responsible for the economic downturn and steep rise in inflation. What they are not hearing from Republican candidates is a plan to change the inflationary direction and pointing the economy in the direction of prosperity. If Republicans are to learn a lesson from the New York special election loss, it's perhaps that their message development needs further refining. This is so necessary. If they are to drive enough casual voters to the polls and entice independent registrants to support their candidates in November. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.